However you are and whenever you are, welcome all back to Mystic Lounge. Yes, this is a little bit different. The beginning intro is not here because I really wanted to jump into it with our special guest today, Celeste Brooks. She is an astrologer, one might say mystic, since this is the Mystic Lounge. And we'll talk to Celeste in just a moment. And as usual, if you need the kind of kick that I do to get your stars aligned, please check out aliencoffeebean.com for one of their delicious roasts. And be sure to enter the 20% discount code for the Mystic Lounge channel. And that is mystery20, all caps, mystery20, to get 20% off of aliencoffeebean.com coffee. And that is shipping in the US only. And as a friendly reminder, whether you're listening to the podcast or catching this live on YouTube, please consider subscribing, commenting below. I'd love to hear your thoughts on any of these topics, particularly in astrology tonight, because that's what we're talking about. But it's a topic that has not come up often on this platform. So I'm really curious to what you all think about astrology, whether it's something that we can live by or not. And we'll be talking to Celeste about that in just a moment. And, you know, just by subscribing to this channel, it's really helpful with its growth. You know, the podcast is doing well, but we really want to grow this YouTube channel. So every little bit of help and support, I really appreciate it. All right, so let's bring on our special guest now. Celeste, welcome to Mystic Lounge. How are you?
I'm great, Alan. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. This is really fun. So you're part of the experiment, the first night where I didn't do an intro, a proper intro. And now we've made a new proper intro. So thank you for being part of that.
My pleasure.
Okay. So I do want to ask you, you know, about your backstory, how you got into astrology. But before I do, I'll just really quickly read your mini bio that we have here. So Celeste Brooks is the founder and principal astrologer at Astrology by Celeste LLC. Understanding her celestial design unlocked the mysteries of her personality, deepened her relationship with others, and provided a beacon for her life's purpose. Since living in sync with the celestial cycles, she manifested early retirement. That's awesome. From her corporate career. So how did you get started, Celeste?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I felt like it was a whim. But when you look at my chart, you see it was right on time where I had been. I'd love to go to this spa in Mexico called Rancho La Puerta. And one of the years I was there, there was an astrologer there who I met and was very interested in what she was sharing. And she invited me to go to a training so I could learn about astrology at the ranch. Mm-hmm. And I said yes on a whim. And that's the end of the story. It took over my life. I am addicted to astrology. As soon as I started learning about it, I wanted to learn more and more and more because it explains so much to me about myself. And my personality, as well as people in my life, my loved ones. And I say, you know, astrology is really the language of compassion, because once you start understanding that there are things, you know, that you're born with, it's really helpful.
Why did you say yes? What was the inclination or the instinct?
You know, I don't know. I love learning new things. I always have for my entire life. Mm-hmm. And it was like, sure, why not? I wanted to go to the ranch, and
so you didn't see some like sign.
Yeah, and I've always, as a child, I was very interested in Greek mythology, and the archetypal nature of the planets are related back to that. So I had all the basics, you know, in my understanding, and it was just a matter of like deepening the knowledge. I mean, you can study astrology for 10,000 years and there's still more to learn, but it just really took me in. And my name is Celeste. My mother gave me this name, my parents. And
you didn't change your name, right?
I feel like I was born for this, okay? Yeah. I've been told I had a psychic who read my Akashic Records once told me I was an astrologer in a past life who helped people with timing. And this is before I even told her anything about that I was interested in it. So yeah, it's just my life path.
Everyone, please follow Celeste on Instagram. And her handle is @astrologybyceleste, at Astrology by Celeste, because you have some great posts and your energy is always so awesome. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
So how much can we rely on astrology, or, you know, how much should we put into it?
Well, your astrology chart, which is the snapshot of the planets at the moment of your birth, mm-hmm. is the chart for your whole life. So astrology is two things, really. It describes your personality, mm-hmm. Your chart, and signs the planets were in, what conversations they're having, what areas of your life they're in is told by the natal chart. And then the timing of everything that happens in your life is in your chart. So mundane, like little simple things like getting locked out of the house or whatever, versus like when you get married and things like that. So you can use it. It's a tool for people to use. The average person probably just wants to get a reading every 6 months or a year just to know where there's ease and flow in the energies, or where there's, you know, maybe right. some like restrictions, or where the work is. You can see where the ease is and where the work is every year by looking at your, where Jupiter and Saturn are falling in your chart. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, and Saturn, the planet of restrictions and duties and hard work and all of that. And where the eclipses are, which are these big lunations, like big full moons and new moons, will tell mm-hmm. you kind of where the next 18 months the work is being done for you for growth. And depending on your chart, it depends like when the big turning points in life are coming.
So you can go 18 months with a certain amount of reliability. And is it like a compass? Is that how you use astrology?
You can use astrology like a compass. I love that analogy. Yes, where to help you find your true north. There's something mm-hmm. in the chart called the midheaven, which is your true north, which is the highest point the sun traveled on the moment, the day that you were born. Mm-hmm. And it speaks to the highest you can achieve in this life. And yeah, what it has to do with your reputation, your calling, your public face to the world. So understanding that can help you know, like, a lot of times people are already living it, but they maybe can understand that they could maybe reach higher once they understand, get an astrology reading, or learn, like, you know, their family wanted them to be XYZ and they just did it. And what mm-hmm. they had in their soul as a child was really where they were supposed to be headed. And maybe they make some changes.
How do you use this as a tool in conjunction with other, wellness methodologies, spiritually speaking? So for instance, you know, some people it's all about meditation. Some people it's all about tarot cards. Mm-hmm. Some people it's just all about, prayer and mindfulness. So in like this deck of different tools that we have, where does astrology land?
Okay, so astrology really is a calendar that helps you with the timing of your life events. I use it in combination with like tarot and oracle cards. When I do a reading for someone, I typically pull mm-hmm. a couple cards at the end in order to like, it just oftentimes the card just says what I just told them in the reading. Yeah, I highly recommend meditation, especially right now. We're in a time where the energy is really a bit chaotic because Mars, the planet mm-hmm. of action, is retrograde in Gemini, which is an air sign. So there's a lot of people who are dealing with anxiety or frustration, or just like feeling that nervous energy, or mm-hmm. like feeling short tempered and things like that. So using the breath can be a way to help people. So I constantly am recommending like breath work kind of tools to people, and meditation is one of those. Yeah.
I'm breathing deeper as you speak. No, it's important. And people, you know, we do forget, especially when you're stressed or busy. You know, we start to breathe more shallow, and we need those deep, long breaths. Not only is it good for getting oxygen in the system, but it's also good for the mind as well. When you're reading, you know, astrology when you, is that the right word, reading, or?
You get an astrology reading or consultation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you as the astrologer, you're reading, right, for people?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're reading, are there things that you incorporate into that to help you kind of tune more in and garner more out of what you see?
Yeah, I use my intuition as well as my, like, the learnings I have from all of my studies in order to, like, I typically have crystals on my desk, but I'm not an expert in crystals or anything.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not an expert, but I always have some crystal or stone.
Yeah, so I have some crystals, but yeah, I'm looking at their chart of where the planets were at their birth. I'm knowing and looking at where the planets are now. And there's several different tools with astrology to understand what is coming up for people. Yeah, I'm not a psychic, but I can tell you the nature of what's coming, not exactly how it's coming.
Okay, so you use intuition, but you don't put yourself in the category of a psychic.
No, I do not. I'm intuitive. Okay. I'm not a psychic.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what's the difference for you between an intuitive and a psychic?
Well, a psychic can, like, really, I don't know, they see images or they hear voices and things like that, that help them, like, pinpoint what is going to be happening. Whereas, no, I'm looking at the stars. I'm looking at what the conversations are and where they've been, where they're going in your chart. I can see the story unfold. Sometimes I say I can see it exactly. But it's not coming from, you know, guides.
Right.
Although I feel like they're guides that are helping me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's interesting that you say that too, because in theory, a lot of psychics do say that we all have guides.
Yes.
You know, the difference is the psychic can actually, like, see and hear, right, and communicate with them, whereas the rest of us, it might appear as intuition.
Downloads. Yeah. That's different, though. I guess I'm clairknowing.
You're clairknowing. I like that. That's like the Nicolas Cage movie. Do you ever see that, Knowing?
What's it called?
It's a Nicolas Cage movie called Knowing.
I don't think so.
I want to say it came out like 2007, something like that. Wow. It was a good movie. But so, okay, no clairaudience, you know, no tripping out visually for you. But you do read essentially the future. And so what does the future look like for us in this holiday season, December? And January.
Yeah. So there's a lot of cycles that are unfolding right now. We've just been through a big eclipse cycle, which was pretty intense. And one of the main features was this Mars retrograde that I was talking about in the sign of Gemini, squaring the planet Neptune. And the big story in the collective that has related to this was Elon Musk buying Twitter. So what happens when a planet goes retrograde? From our perspective, it appears to be moving backwards, but it's not, you know, it's an optical illusion, but the topics that it rules get wonky. And so Mars in Gemini rules all things like communication, technology, and when a planet goes retrograde, there's reversals. There's reoccurrences of previous situations. It just gets really wonky. It's like it's car crash energy. Mars retrograde in the sign of Gemini. Like just yesterday or a couple of days ago, there was a plane that flew into like some power lines. This is the kind of story that's coming up. And square Neptune, it's like massive confusion. So Elon Musk went in and changed the check mark. And so it caused massive confusion where people could pretend to be other people. So like cyber attacks, like false con artists, that's all that kind of stuff is in line with this energy. So people were pretending to be like someone pretended to be, what was it? Eli Lilly and said, insulin was going to be free and their stock dropped. So that was one of the big stories.
Yeah.
Another one is what's going on in the World Cup with a soccer match. So you can think about Mars rules competition. So people, you know, in this sport, It was delayed. Retrogrades cause delays. It was delayed from the summer till now because they're in Qatar, whatever you call it, where it's 100 and whatever degrees. And there have been these upsets, these upheavals where like Argentina lost and Morocco beat Belgium. And like it's been chaotic.
You're right.
Confusing. So that's the nature of what's going on right now.
And see, that's what you do. You're observant. That's really interesting. You're putting all these things together.
I observe and I connect it to what's going on in the collective as well as what's going on in people's lives. And this it doesn't go direct till January 12th. So we are going to continue to hear stories like that. So when you hear them, the big topics are things like traffic accidents, like there were two planes that flew into each other and there's been massive things because Gemini rules roads, transportations, all that kind of stuff.
And then, China, there's the unrest now.
That is another like even bigger cycle. That's part of it, as well as Saturn, the planet of structure, authority, restrictions, is in a square with Uranus, the planet of revolutions and whatnot. And this is all happening. This has been going on since 2021, where people are breaking free of restrictions that they no longer, that aren't serving them anymore, or they're awakened to different ways of being. So we can think about the Great Resignation has been part of this story, where people are just leaving their jobs because they've had it. What's going on in China, the people fighting against the oppressive government. And what happened, Mars rules fire, and there was an apartment building fire. Where people couldn't get out of the apartment because and the they couldn't 10 people died anyway
because they had those regulations
the regulations, the Saturnian regulations. There was a Uranian event, like Uranus like breaks things like this fire, and so that's is another example of, you know, the day when Mahsa Amini was murdered by the morality police. A big story back then was Mercury, the planet of communication, was opposite Jupiter, the planet that rules ethics, morality, law, governments, like the judges and all that, like the shahs over there, whatever, the mullahs. Yeah. And so that was around the time she was murdered because she violated this. Mercury was in Libra, this dress set standard. Libra rules fashion and things like that, retrograde. And they, you know, they killed her. And now the people are fighting against the government in that respect. And we're seeing it, Mars retrograde in Gemini at the sporting event, where people are like a guy ran on the field with something about
the rainbow flag, and he was because Qatar had these regulations where I think the teams wanted to wear rainbow banners on their arms, and they forbade it because, you know, according
Saturn,
to them,
it's where Uranus.
Is there a relationship to like large organizations and governments in regard to the celestial
Saturn? Organizations are Saturnian, government, authority. It's Capricorn. The planet that rules it is Saturn, and Capricorn is the sign that rules these governments and authorities. And a big thing that's going on for the United States is that we are in our Pluto return. So Pluto is the planet of it's the Lord of the underworld. It's like it unearths things. It brings things up from, you know, from Hades to, you know, show us and have them dealt with. It also like kind of burns things down to the stud. So it's back where it was when the United States was founded, because it takes 248 years to go around the sun. And so there was a hit in January. And Pluto also rules like mass catastrophes, and like the war in Ukraine has greatly impacted the United States. The second hit was this summer, right around the time Roe versus Wade was overturned, because it's in our second house of finances, as well as values. So we were stripped away. Saturn square Uranus. The authorities took away Uranus's abortion is a Uranus, because you know, you like stop a pregnancy. Took that away. And people had to reassess their values around there. Americans don't like their rights being taken away.
No,
and now we're having the last direct hit at the end of this month. And I think it's very related to what's going on with the technology field. Mars retrograde in Gemini, all of these tech companies are laying off thousands of workers. And then this rail strike that's coming. I think, you know, they're trying to avert this rail strike, but the trains, transportation, Gemini and Mars retrograde, the people who run the trains are going on strike. So that's going to shut everything down. That's going to have a big effect on the United States economy. So that's what we're seeing.
Well, with all, I'm sorry, Celeste. Yeah. With all this that's going on, just today, good news is the Senate passed a bill to, the Marriage Protection Act. I think it was, is that what it's called? The Marriage Protection, a Respect for Marriage Act. Yeah. And so does that line up with what you're talking about? Because all these other things seem so negative, whereas this is like
this is a very positive thing. So yesterday there was a transit, I guess. Oh, it's, you know what it is? Venus and Mercury. So Venus rules relationships, marriage, all that stuff. Mercury rules like the bills and things, any kind of communication. Okay. They're in the sign of Sagittarius, and they're going to make a trine with Saturn. Trines are smooth flows of energy. Squares are hard aspects. So that's going on right now. Mercury and Venus are going to be trining Saturn. So Congress put in laws to protect marriage. So yeah, it's not all bad. There's good things. Yeah, there's a lot of good things that have been happening.
And speaking of good things, I just have to share with everyone. Wish happy birthday to Nuka, aka Angel from UFOT podcast. So happy birthday, Angel. Much love to you. I appreciate your support as always. Thank you so much. And actually, we have a question from Angel for you, Celeste.
Oh, great.
She asks, Celeste, any insight for someone born today, being it's her birthday?
So happy birthday. You're a Sagittarius. And so for this next year, you're going to have Mars retrograde as part of when you have a birthday. We cast a chart for the moment that the sun comes back to when you're born, and it gives some insight into what's coming up. So the nice things that are coming up is that Venus and Mercury are together. This is a great year for you to be like thinking about who you're in relationship with. You may be meeting new people, expanding your social circles. I would need to see the chart. So I think that's really nice. I want you to vet people, not just jump in really easily, because somebody may be not who they say they're going to be, or like as you meet new people. But this can be a great time where you feel like energy forward in order to do the work you want to do to grow your career or whatever your big goals are. But I caution you to not be impulsive, because Mars is retrograde. If you just jump in and start doing stuff, you know, it could go down the tubes easily. So just make sure you have planning in mind. You may get some great new ideas that you hadn't gotten before. It's a great time to like take some calculated risks to do things differently. Also, any projects you'd put aside in the past, it's a great time to pick them back up and finish them. Yeah, so that's really nice. And Jupiter, the planet of expansion, is in the sign of Pisces in a square with your Sagittarius planet. So you just watch out for overdoing it too much and getting yourself tired. But I think there'll be some nice opportunities for you.
And what about relationships or like ending relationships
for
the Sagittarius?
Well, the big relationship ender is coming. I think it's tomorrow, where Venus will be opposite Mars retrograde. So this can be like great sexy energy for people. Mars and Venus, the planets of love and sex, and Venus love, Mars sex, are opposing each other. So people can be on opposite sides. It can also be like a kind of sexy energy. It can be fighting energy. So, but a lot of breakups happened last month, because that was when Venus opposed Uranus, that was like break, we're done.
Is that only like a romantic relationship, or is that friendship?
Any kind of relationship. Okay. Kanye West had a Venus opposite Uranus when, you know, all of his because of what he was saying, his sponsors, those brands and all of that kind of stuff dropped him. That was Venus. That's a relationship, business relationship, love relationships, friendships, siblings, you know, all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff. Mars retrograde in Gemini, siblings, Gemini rules siblings. So if you see siblings really fighting, like Cain and Abel type stuff, that's on target for what we're seeing now too. But we've seen also a lot of like basketball sports athletes or Mars or Martian figures, because they compete.
Interesting. Okay. So did you say December 15th roughly is like where things will start to change with the
No, January 12th is when Mars retrograde goes direct in the sign of Gemini, but they'll still be treading over old ground until March, when it goes into the sign of Cancer. This is a long haul with that. The eclipse season happened. That was a mm-hmm. lot of change late October, November. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, a big thing is happening where Neptune, the planet of spirituality, illusions and delusions, it's a fog, it's the mist, is stationing to go direct. So 5 days before and 5 days after are the things to be aware of, because it's like at 22 Pisces, and it's just like grinding on the spot. Storms, mm-hmm. okay? So yeah, in the U.S., I think a big parts of the U.S. are under watch for hurricane. I don't know what it is, hurricanes, tornadoes, that sort of thing is going on.
Well, even upstate New York here, Buffalo already got hit hard with heavy snow. I mean, people are getting
snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pisces is a water sign. Neptune rules liquid water. Mm-hmm. Mars retrograde and Saturn and Aquarius about like wind and cold temperatures. So yeah, this weather for the next week is going to be a little wild. We also had volcano erupt. Wasn't that yesterday? That was more Uranus.
It was yesterday or the day before. Yeah, yeah. In Hawaii. On the Big Island, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on weather-wise, seismic. The Earth's moving under our feet, yeah.
The Earth's moved under our feet. Just had to get that out there. Okay, yeah. So that was 40 years ago, the last time it erupted. Do you also do long cycles as mm-hmm. well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Pluto is a long cycle. Pluto's mm-hmm. in the sign of Capricorn. It's been there since 2008. And think about how, when it went in, we had the crisis, the financial crisis. It's in for the United States. It's in our second house of finances, resources, values, all of that money, monetary policy, all of mm-hmm. that. Now it's getting near the end of the sign. It's going into Aquarius in March. So at the end of the sign, like, it really hits the road. Think about how governments, big business, corporations, all of these mm-hmm. things have changed so much since 2008. What's been exposed about how, like, too big to fail and all of this kind of stuff. Sure. And what we've had with, you know, democracy being hanging by a thread, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what we're experiencing. And we're going to have, as I said, the United States is really impacted, because it's activating our chart, like a starting a new cycle. So mm-hmm. we're going to see a lot of things as Pluto moves from the sign of big business into the sign of groups, the collective, communities. Yeah, I'm thinking it's kind of power to the people. I think there will be a lot of people uprising against their governments. Some mm-hmm. governments are going to topple when Pluto goes into the Aquarius, I think, in March. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, people have been saying that recently about China. I don't know.
You know, I don't know about China.
Yeah, I mean, look at Iran recently. Look at China. Remember the Arab Spring, they called it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, people see this, they get excited. They think, oh, the people are going to you know, bring this dawning of a new age of democracy to their country. And more often than not, it doesn't come fully to fruition. Now, in regard to, well, just the last thing, Ukraine. So based on the cycle that you're talking about, does that mean after January, is there a window opening up where that conflict could come to a conclusion?
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's so one thing that was very interesting. Ukraine is very much a Mercury retrograde story to me. Mm-hmm. The war started the day Mercury was square Uranus. That's the same transit that was happening. Mercury's communication, Uranus in Taurus, violation of land boundaries. That was the same aspect in the sky, but in opposite signs when Hitler invaded Poland. So, and then when Mercury went retrograde in Libra this year was when when Ukraine started turning the tide and gaining back ground against Russia. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully when Mars goes direct, there'll be some good news. But this conflict could go on and on for a while. Mercury was in Aquarius, square Uranus and Taurus. These are both fixed signs suggesting that this could be a long haul war that could last, you know, more years. I'm hoping that
I was hoping you weren't going to say years.
It could, you know, I hope it comes to a conclusion, but I don't think it'll be over in January.
Yeah. Well, what about yourself, time. Celeste? We'll make this the last question of the night. What about yourself? How do things look for you? I'm assuming that you read.
Yeah.
Anything
things
exciting?
Are right for me. Yeah.
Like I'm sure people do ask you on occasion, but I'm curious, you know.
Right now, things are really bright for me in my career sector in terms of I'm a Taurus and the North Node is in the sign of Taurus and it's in my 11th house of groups and organizations. Mm-hmm. So I was nominated for the board of ESAR, which is the International Society of Astrological Research. We'll see if I'm elected. So if any of your listeners are on or members of ESAR, they can vote for me if they so choose. So that's been really exciting. I've been having a lot of growth in my career. My love life, not so exciting, but okay. My career life has been great.
Let's all put our energy out there for Celeste's love life.
Yeah.
Positive vibrations. So everybody, please follow Celeste on Instagram at Astrology by Celeste. And of course, her website, astrologybyceleste.com. I do have a comment here. I just want to address really quick. Hey, Nat J, I'm sorry. We're wrapping it up now. And Celeste doesn't do psychic readings, which you may be aware of. She does astrology, but we just don't have time. So I'm so sorry, but maybe in the future. And thank you so much for popping in, Nat. So that's it, Celeste.
Yeah, people can go to my website and book a reading, astrologybyceleste.com.
There you go.
And listen to my podcast, Celestial Insights, to be aware of the energies of the week so that you can surf them like a boss.
Serve them like a boss. I love it. All right, Celeste, thank you so much. And we want to leave us with one thought. What would it be?
That we're in a time of a lot of change and chaos. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to stay grounded throughout it. There's wonderful things happening too. There's a lot of forward momentum, especially next at the end of the month, Jupiter will go back in the sign of Aries. So like thinking about how you want to pursue your goals and feel the energy to move forward with them. But yeah, just be aware. This is just to have tools to help yourself stay grounded through uncertain times. But I'm excited about what's coming.
Yeah. I'm excited about your growth in your organizational aspect. And I think that you are an amazing presence. I really am a fan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Everyone please go check out Astrology by Celeste on Instagram again. Okay, that's it. Celeste, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining us again for this very special edition of Mystic Lounge. And I ask, as always, that you do support this channel by subscribing. That really makes a big difference. If you're listening to the podcast, please jump on over to Mystic Lounge YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Mystic Lounge. All right, until next time, everyone, peace and love, and live in the mystery.